Here are today's top stories. Hard to believe it's only really been a week since Donald Trump put his foot in his mouth by criticizing the parents of a fallen soldier. But what's more unbelievable is that most people have forgotten that controversy for the newer controversy. Trump's Second Amendment quip against Hillary Clinton is still being debated. Did he mean that the Second Amendment folks should shoot his political rival? Or did he mean that the Second Amendment folks should shoot his political rival? One thing's for sure, Trump is off message once again. Like a broken washing machine, he's just wasting cycles. Tomorrow, Hillary Clinton speaks about her plans for the economy. Remember when Trump did that this week? Remember? Because that's long gone. Good work. Senator Mark Kirk says he's still not supporting Donald Trump for president. Instead, he's going to write in Randy of the Redwoods. No, I joke. He's going to write in Colin Powell for president. When told this, Powell was like, you know, I've deleted more emails than anybody, right? Just so we're on the up and up. A West Loop tanning salon owner was arrested on rape charges when he left the Cook County Jail after posting bond. He ran away from reporters. Full sprint. He's accused of raping 9 women, some inside the tanning studio. Ran right into the middle of a 4-lane street. Good thing he knows how to run because he'll need that skill when his cellmate is chasing him down in prison. A petition is circulating to change the name of Humble Park, the historic Westside Park, to change the name to Harambe. After the Cincinnati Zoo gorilla who was shot. Remember that earlier this summer? Hundreds of people have signed it. What? I mean, I've heard of gentrifying areas, but this is even too white for me. Oh, the gorilla was so cute. Let's change the name of that pretty park that we never go to. It's crazy. What's going on in pop culture news today? What's trending? Let's see here. Ryan Lochte's hair turned green from the pool. Rapper Iggy Azalea's butt is now too big. And Crystal Pepsi's back. Yeah, there you go. That was the Downloads Trending Report. A Suicide Squad fan is suing the movie because there wasn't enough of the Joker. He's suing for false advertising because there were Jared Leto scenes in the trailer that didn't appear in the film. Really? False advertising? Can I get in on that? Just for the lack of the Will Smith soundtrack rap?
A Suicide Squad. Bum bum bum. There's the Joker. And then there's the squad.
There's so much. I'm not a rapper. There's just so much there. Come on, Will. So, yeah, class action that thing. The new season of Hard Knocks starts up on HBO, and it's following the training camp of Jeff Fisher and the LA Rams. Fisher reportedly cut a player for bringing a girl back to his dorm room. Come on, dude, you should know better. You got to pay off the RA with cash or at least a working microwave. Rookie mistake. I mean, he was a rookie. Also, you know camp is like 2 weeks long, right? Seriously, keep it in your pants. What was the allure? Babe, you got to come back. Oh, yeah, I got a 300-pound offensive lineman that I share this room with, but he snores. Don't worry about it. Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union have bought an old Gold Coast mansion, which was featured as the exterior for the show Webster. Remember that? It's a beautiful mansion, but it ain't no South Beach. Wait till that old radiator heat kicks in. And there might be the ghost of Webster. In weather, while we're enjoying the nice weather yesterday, a twister touchdown out at Midway. Are you kidding me? For the first time in 10 years, and we didn't even know it. Good thing our tornado warning systems work in this town. Jeez, nobody hurt, no damage, but still, unsettling. Also, here comes a mini heat wave. It's going to be 90 for the next couple days, but it's going to feel like 6,000. So essentially, Chicago's going to turn into a 1980 7-Up commercial. Just a bunch of random 7-Up showers while we dance around in solid pastels. Look it up. It's the best commercial ever. In sports, okay, I won't tell you what happened in the Olympics today. Thanks to NBC choosing to run some of the daytime stuff in primetime. I still don't get it, though, since it's not really a time zone issue. So get it together, Rio. I think, you know what I think? I think it's an anti-American Olympic sentiment. You want your dominant women gymnastics? Here, enjoy it at 2 o'clock. I don't even know if that French, Brazil. I'm not really. I got to work on the accent. CBSSports.com went down today for most of the day, which is probably because hackers hate spoilers. I'm sure the Olympic hackers were like, don't you give us real-time results. I'll delete. No. It's just getting worse. Bears play their first preseason game tomorrow against Denver, and then it's back to Halas Hall for the rest of the way. I personally can't wait for tomorrow night's game because I'm a huge fan of David Fales. You know he's going to play like 3.5 quarters. There you go. David Fales. The Bears did sign former Steeler offensive lineman Mike Adams. He's a former second-round pick in 2012, but he missed all of last year with a back injury. back-injured offensive lineman that goes to Chris Williams. Not good. The Cubs won again last night, and they get the Angels again tonight at Wrigley. The first team to 70 wins, and the fastest team to 70 wins since, you know what, I don't know. I just got lazy and forgot to Google it. Some drama at Wrigley. Tommy La Stella, the utility infielder, is refusing to go back to the minors, saying either play me or cut me. So this could be the end of the Tommy Gun era at Wrigley. The Cubs signed former Diamondbacks pitcher Josh Colemanter to a minor league deal. The White Sox beat the Royals last night, but Chris Sale did not factor in the decision. He stays put at 14 wins. What else? They play again tonight. That's pretty much all I have on the White Sox for the rest of the season. They play again the next night. And finally, a man scaled the Trump Tower in New York using suction cups. Yep. This proves that no wall can be too tall and no wall too wide for crazy guys who have suction cups. I don't know. Make America suction again? I don't know. It just seems really stupid. That's the carryout for August 10th, 2016. Hey, did you order the coffee? Really, because we made it back at 7 a.m. I mean, it's still hot.